This is program number LW2456. Well, have you ever tried to do something yourself just to save money? You know, work on the plumbing, repair the car, put in a wood stove. You're going to do it yourself instead of hire it done, but you end up spending more money than you would have saved? Hi, this is Larry West. Once upon a time, there was a guy, and his name just might have been yours, who bought a wood stove. Let's call him Jack. It cost Jack $458. One of Jack's neighbors saw him putting it in and came over to tell him he knew where there was a dead oak tree he could have, but he'd have to saw it up and split it himself. So that meant Jack needed a chainsaw. Now remember, he's trying to save money. So he went out and bought a small one at $149.95. Then, of course, Jack had to buy a gas can, gas, oil, a blade sharpener, and gloves, another $25. Then, of course, he needed an axe to split the wood with. There went another $20. Well, he went out and found the oak tree and cut it up in just perfect pieces and split it. And then it dawned on him. How would he get it home? The four-wheel drive pickup, stripped, cost him $8,379.04. It took him until the next afternoon to get it out to the woods, but he finally made it. He pulled around and backed up his new rig, hopped out, and started chucking wood into the back end. In his exuberance, he threw a log too far and heard the shattering of glass. Replacing the rear window of his new pickup cost him $155. Well, that was just the beginning of the season. At the end of the year, Jack, interested in finding out just how much he had saved with his new wood-burning stove, began calculating his costs. Those little items I have already given to you was just the beginning, I'm afraid. You see, the list continued on into the season. Are you ready? Let me read the entire list to you. Tow charge from creek, $50. Doctor's fee for removing splinter from eye, $45. Safety glasses, $49.50. Emergency room treatment for broken toes caused by accidentally dropping a log, $125. Safety shoes, $49.50. Fine for cutting unmarked tree in state forest, $500. 15-acre woodlot, $9,000. Divorce settlement, $33,678. Savings? Not a cent. Let me ask that question again. Have you ever tried to do something yourself, you know, just to save money, but you ended up spending more than you would have saved? Who hasn't? Maybe you will agree with me on such occasions that a fellow named Leo Aikman put it right when he said, a dollar sign is simply a capital S which has been double-crossed. Well, one thing is for sure, it's hard to save money. We as a society have forgotten how, I'm afraid, in the last few years. But here lately, we are learning a little better, I think. I mean, wood-burning stoves, ceiling fans, they're all extremely popular. And really, we're just beginning to learn how to save. Thomas Edison said it right more than 50 years ago when he uttered the words, "The scope of thrift is limitless." I want to challenge you today. Go ahead and try to do it yourself. I mean it. I mean, it's really not as bad as Jack would tell you. And I think, really, it'll help you learn a lesson you just can't learn any other way. And that lesson is, you just can't buy every satisfaction in life with money. It is a feeling of a victory when you look out and see a stack of wood you've chopped and split all by yourself. It feels good. After you've worked all day in your yard and got it mowed and cleaned up, and you did it yourself. It'll not only save you money, it'll give you a special kind of feeling inside of satisfaction. You did it yourself. There are some things in life that you just can't buy with money. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. The Bible says that the wise fellow is the one who doesn't rely upon his money. The Bible says, be not afraid when one becomes rich. When he dies, he will carry nothing away. I've written a pamphlet called, What Controls Your Life? I'd like to send it to you. It's free. What Controls Your Life? Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.